Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried treasure,
rituals,
planetary mind control,
military cover-up,
corporate shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasure, planetary mind control,
unidentified flying objects,
presidential
assassination, population
control,
ancient rights,
pyramid,
Freemasons,
fascists,
cryptozoologists,
apocalypse,
It's a strange world.
Visit OutThereRadio.net for more information.
You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts, Doug and Scott O.
Over the past 5 years, UNISCON has transformed itself into the largest and most influential paranormal conference in the country. Thousands have attended Thousands have attended UNISCON in the past, and every year the numbers grow. UNISCON offers a competitive and unique lineup that many others have tried but failed to duplicate. There are a half dozen other conferences proclaiming to be the biggest in the land, but our lineup speaks for itself. as do their attendees. This year, UNISCON promises to offer a trademark variety of events, including academic workshops, committees, entertainment, ghost hunts, ding ding, debates, and social outings. UNISCON is the only known paranormal conference set at a university. Every conference takes place at University Park, Pennsylvania, home of Pennsylvania State University. UNISCON 6 this year is October 18th through 21st, 2007, and their website is www.pennstateprs.com, and then you can go directly to the UNISCON site by adding unifcon.php at the end of that. So pennstateprs.com. We would like to welcome Topher Young to Ghostly Talk. Welcome, Topher.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Real good. quite a bio. You see, we're very spontaneous here, Topher. So we review stuff a little bit, but sometimes like we read a bio. I know when Doug was reading this, he was kind of like looking at me going, whoa, this is some pretty bold stuff they're saying here, right? But no, we've been trying to get to UNISCON for a long time, and we're probably gonna be coming this year. Finally, thank goodness.
I hope to have you guys come. I mean, we talked last year about it, but hopefully this year you guys should come out. So.
Well, as I understand, you know, it's at a college, you know,
yeah.
It's at University of Pennsylvania, or in University Park, Pennsylvania, Penn State University.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be, like, at night, there's, like, the keggers and the... Right? I mean, is that how it goes? I'm only kidding. I'm only I just picture like animals. Yeah.
So.
No, I'm only kidding. Actually, in reality, though, UNISCON is extremely respected throughout the industry.
Everybody we talk to mentions UNISCON. Like,
yeah.
We're big conference buffs. This year, I mean, we're on our tour this year through the whole country. Everybody we talk
crazy.
To... Especially last year when we were out and about all over the country, people kept asking us, like,
Are you going to UNIFCON?
Are you going to UNIFCON 5? And we're like, we just can't get the logistics right this year. We're not going to be able to do it. We really wanted to go, you know?
We're not going
to
have it in October.
So, I mean, you guys, the name's out there, obviously. This is a very big event. You guys have been doing this for a long time, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, and that shows. I mean, that's why people come to this event, I think, because they know this is one of the best out there, I think. I mean, that's what I see.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for quite a while. And one of the things we offer is, you probably see all the conferences out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every one of them I see, they have the same speakers over and over.
That would be us.
You,
no.
We're usually there, too.
We're at every single conference this year. But we don't usually speak. We try not to. But we tend to fill in if a speaker doesn't show or something happens and they have to reschedule. So we'll fill in as a speaker, but we're not usually,
we frown upon it.
Yeah, but we do it when asked, yes.
Well, you've seen our name there, probably.
Yeah, the nice thing about UNIFCON is we want something new. We want to give our guests something different every year. Because no one wants to see the same thing or even the same people over and over and over again. Well, some people probably do. This is why UNIFCON is so unique, and I think it has a lot to contribute to why it's so successful. I mean, we offer unique variety and a lot more to do than most conferences really can. So, overall, the conference, I think that speaks, the way you're saying that everyone's talking about it, it's kind of, we know it, but it's really kind of like a great feeling to know that people are talking about it and hyping it up as much as it is. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just the word getting out there. I think that's great.
And
that's
what people
should be doing.
I like both, Topher. I like the fact that a lot of conferences, you know exactly what you're going to get when you go there, because that way you're not surprised. You're going to learn, no matter what conference you go to.
Yeah, you're
going to
learn.
You're going to learn.
You're
going to
meet somebody cool.
And because the conference, I think, is usually bigger than the conference itself. It's the people who attend it as well. So you're always going to learn something. But I like the stability. But at the same time, sometimes I think I would like, oh my gosh, this is nothing like the conference was last year. I mean, completely different.
Well, yeah.
And so that would be more like the roller coaster ride or something of the conference circuit, in that you don't know what's going to happen every time you go.
Exactly.
And I think that's a wonderful thing as well. So I kind of like both approaches. The stir it up and see what comes out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Approach is absolutely brilliant. It sounds like mostly talk.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're
doing. We have no clue what's going to happen.
I mean, we keep some things pretty much the same. Like, we offer ghost hunts every year, ghost tours every year. Those kind of things stay the same. We still offer back some of the same speakers. They just do different things each year.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to change up, like, the tent pole, the main speakers, the lectures that people come to. We're always thinking of new ideas. We're always trying to expand and become bigger and better than the previous year, and just really shock and awe people every time they come. So each year is a brand new experience almost every time. So this year we're doing something different, and we're actually going to have a host this year. We're going to have a host of UNIFCON, which is something we've never done before. And we've never had a host, and this year we're like, all right, well, let's do it. You know, we kind of like, you know how the Grammys have hosts?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it just paranormal.
So Ellen DeGeneres will be there.
Yeah.
All right.
I know there's a few things that are under wraps, too, Topher. So.
I just made that up, guys. That
yeah,
wasn't
well,
real. Yeah.
If we get Ellen DeGeneres, we'll be sure to let you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
I know there's a few things that are under wraps still, Topher, but I'm wondering, you say that there's going to be a conference host. Can we release that? Do we know who that is yet?
Yeah. We've released a lot of the lineup already. Like this year, the conference host is going to be hosted by psychic medium Chip Coffee.
Oh, awesome. Chip Coffee.
Awesome.
Yeah, he actually helped us out on several of our episodes for Paranormal State, which is going to be airing in A&E sometime late fall, early 2008. We don't know. That's up to A&E whenever they release that. But he helped
right,
us
yeah.
out, and he's truly a tremendous guy, and just very, very, like, he's funny. Like, I find him very humorous.
So is
like,
he
has a great personality, so...
Is he going to be wearing, like, you know, a top coat and tails and a top hat? Or I mean, how does he get this host status? What's he? What spin is he going to put on it?
I think Skiz Chip's really cool.
Well, he is a really cool guy.
I have no clue what we're going to have really.
He's still in the works
of some of the stuff we're doing.
So. Chip is
one of those, another one of those people, as far as, I mean, in relation to Ghostly Talk, we've kind of put our arms around this issue because there's a lot of people out there in the paranormal community that we rub up against. You see, where we kind of talk to them. We both parties know each other, but we've never really had like a formal introduction or had him on the show. And Chip's one of those people. We absolutely love the guy, but we just haven't got the logistics together to get him on the show.
Because like you said, he's absolutely
hilarious. Oh, he's awesome. Yeah, he loves Chip.
And yeah.
So we're calling him out right now. Chip, you need to get a hold of us. We need to talk about the show.
I can tell you what. I can get Chip on your show. So.
Have his people call our people.
Yeah, have Chip. No, seriously, Topher, have him get a hold of us whenever. And I'd love to have him come on the show.
Well, and that would be also great, great promo before.
Yeah, totally.
You know, because
totally.
We can talk about UNIFCON then too, because he's the host.
Absolutely. I'll talk with Chip and I'll send him towards you guys, and I'm sure we can.
Yeah, cool.
On the
Thanks,
show.
So drinks are on Chip because he's the host.
Right. That's where it is. He's paying.
Or does he send out the list of things to bring? Doug, you bring chips. You know.
No, well, he'll probably have you do stuff. So.
All right.
It'll be a pleasure to meet him. You mentioned the rest of the lineup. I mean, I've been through the website a couple times, but I purposely do stuff like this. I try to keep myself. I knew we were going to be talking to you pretty soon here, Topher.
It's rare that I study. It's rare that I actually
not
study.
Not anymore.
Now.
We finally make the show better when we don't.
Yeah,
really
when we don't, we're learning. It gives that party atmosphere that we're going.
Cool.
For, so,
what is the lineup this year, or just a few people that are going to be there this year?
Well, we have quite a few people that we're still working on, but a few of them, like, I'll do it by days because. The way the conference works, we have our temple speakers by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. And then we have workshops, stuff like that. So I guess I'll do it in kind of like the days that we're doing.
Sure.
Thursday starts out the conference. Usually Thursdays are like our slow day. Like people just start trickling in and stuff like that. This year we want to make it so people that UNIFCON is not a 2 to 3 day event. It's actually four. Mm-hmm. It's all 4 days. And you don't want to miss all 4 days. So Thursday, while we're still working on it, we don't have a specific speaker that day. We're going to be getting someone probably from the horror genre, but we're still working on it, so we can't announce anything. But
no problem.
I can guarantee that Thursday's entertainer will probably be one of very well known as well as very exciting. So we have a couple people that we're talking to right now. If we get at least one of them, if not more than one, Thursday is going to be one of those days that we may end up packing out if we can get them in.
Excellent.
We have the schedule, kind of a basic schedule worked out. Each year we do workshops. So we're starting our workshops this year on Friday. Workshops are actually very popular at the conference. People love to be educated, which is one of the reasons why we're starting on Friday now. Mm-hmm. The workshops will be offered by a lot of our returning speakers, people have done in the past, such as Chris Fleming from Dead Famous. He was one of our main temple speakers last year. He's going to come back and do some of our workshops this year. Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence. We have Keith and Sandra Johnson, an author, Michelle Bellinger. And I'm sure more will be added as time progresses too, because we're going to offer a place for people to actually sign up and do workshops if they want to, but they have to fill out pretty much a proposal to do this. We want to make sure people can teach it. We're also going to bring in new this year, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with them yet, but Paranormal from Beverly Hills. We're bringing them in this year. And
Paranormal from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Paranormal. They're a new web-based. They do webisodes, as they call it.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me about, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned that to me, and I haven't gone to it
yet. Paranormal from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Paranormal. They're actually
Paranormal. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
The Paranormal group is actually really kind of progressing in the paranormal field. They're becoming very popular very quickly.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we'll bring them on, you know, kind of let them show their stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
But other things, I mean, Penn State PRS and UNIFCON as a whole is really geared around education and academia. We want to bring and teach people and show people, not just us, but bring other people. So this year we're going to bring in a couple of people that are very specific studies, and they're new faces. They've never been to UNIFCON before.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring in a parapsychologist, the professor paranormal himself, Lloyd Auerbach.
Wow.
He'll be coming in.
The man.
Yes, the man. We're bringing him in this year. He'll be coming to Unicom for the very first time to speak, which we're excited about. We're also going to bring in another guy. Most people are probably not going to be familiar with his name, but we're excited to have him because he has written pretty much, he wrote the book on sleep paralysis. I believe he's a Penn State professor. I believe it. Don't quote me on this guy. I believe he's a Penn State professor, or at least he used to be. But he's going to be speaking on sleep paralysis and talk about his book. So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm sure his work's going to be proved to be really interesting, so we're going to have that. This is just early in the day. So as we move into the evening and get in after the workshops, and we're going to get into our private dinner for Gold Pass members and speakers, which there will be limited speaking or seating, sorry, for our Silver Pass holders. And we're going to have an opening ceremony at the dinner as well that's going to be hosted by Chip Coffee. So he'll be doing a little bit of something at that dinner. So for those who are listening, Gold Pass members are the thing you want to get, and they're probably going to sell it quickly. After the dinner, this is on Friday still, we're going to move on to the lectures. We might do a pre-screening of an unseen episode or webisode of Terror Normal, kind of like a preview to the speakers for the evening.
That sounds awesome.
Friday. Yeah.
And this is just the first day, or actually the second day. First day we haven't even announced yet. That's to be announced. For the Friday's main event, the speaker this year, pretty much Unicon is this year is kind of bringing back the classics, so to speak. The pioneers in the paranormal field. The speaker that we're bringing in has spoken at Unicon in the past, actually it was last year, and is returning once again to entertain, educate, and scare our guests with the presentation on demonology.
Oh, yeah.
This individual is considered one of the pioneers in the paranormal field, has helped write many, many books on the paranormal, and has also investigated some of the most popular haunts in the U.S. Friday's guest speaker, it's going to be none other than Lorraine Warren.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's not all, though. This year, Lorraine's going to actually be pairing up with a very, very special guest who we can't announce yet, but he works very closely with the Catholic Church. He performs, like, exorcisms and stuff like that. He's going to be assisting Mrs. Warren in her lecture. Mm-hmm. So while we're unable to announce his name yet until we get everything worked out with him, the two pairs together is probably going to be one of the highlights of this year's conference, and it's probably going to be remembered for probably many, many more Unicons as one of the best lectures.
My God.
So we're excited for Friday's lecture. Lecture's going to start off with a bang. Thursday's going to start off with a bang. Then moving on to Saturday, we're going to have our workshops again. We're going to have dinner this time for all the guests, but the tickets are going to be sold separately, so there's going to be limited seating. Then we're going to move on to, in the dinner, there's going to be a panel discussion, which is going to be hosted by George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM.
No way.
We've met George.
We've had the pleasure of meeting George before.
And,
we're excited. We've always wanted to have Coast to Coast kind of come to Unicon, and this year we got George Norrie coming.
I'm warning you right now, Topher, George is in big trouble because we haven't seen him in a couple of years, and we were the ones that started the George Norrie Stalker Club here.
Yeah,
so
we did. We're George Norrie Stalker Club.
As soon as we see him, we're going to get like that drooling fanboy thing going. We're like, remember that episode from like 1923 when you were really all over that guy? Sorry.
I'll be sure to leave you guys like a little towel so you can wipe your
mouth. Oh, good. Yes.
That is great.
But he's going to be hosting kind of like a panel discussion. The panel is going to be including some of the leading investigators in the paranormal. And I'm hoping that this year there'll be a little debating on the topics. Like they'll have disagreements. Last year was kind of like question and answer. It was a great debate. And a lot of people really enjoyed it. But this year we're trying to step it up. And we're going to have a new host each year host the debate. Then we're going to move on to the lecture. The lecture is we're bringing back another very, very – Saturday's kind of like a very special night for us. We're bringing another pretty much a pioneer in the paranormal field. The speaker on Saturday has been in retirement since the early 90s, hasn't done anything in the paranormal since the early 90s. He hasn't spoken publicly for many years. He has written one of the most controversial books about one of the largest disasters in paranormal history, and he's arguably a legend in the field of ufology. This person is coming out of retirement for one of the last speaking engagements that he'll probably ever be able to do, and it'll be right here at Unicon. So this Saturday night, we're going to have our speaker, the author of The Mothman Prophecies, Mr. John Keel.
That is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we're going to see John probably a couple months before that, hopefully.
Yeah, but I had thought, because he, you know, hasn't been going out and about much lately.
No.
In the past, three years or so?
Mm-hmm.
So to come to UNIFCON is a huge,
yes,
huge testament to how much UNIVCON means to the paranormal world. To have John Keel go to UNIVCON is a huge testament to you guys. That's all I'm saying.
We are truly honored to have John Keel here. I'm excited. I'm as well as many of the other organizers. When we landed John Keel, we were like, oh, this is awesome. This is going to be great.
That shows the respect that even the major, you know, the folks who wrote major works on paranormal subjects,
yeah.
How much respect they have for UNIVCON, that just shows it. I mean, that's an example right there for you.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we're so excited to have them. And there's a lot of respect. We have a lot of respect for some of the pioneers in the field, like the Hans Holsters, the Lorraine mm-hmm. and Ed Warren and John Keel, the pioneers in the field that really have kind of paved the way for a lot of the stuff that we do now. And we want people to actually remember these people. Like they're the starting point of what we're doing now. And amazingly enough, a lot of people out there just do not know who these people are. And we're helping them and push them in front of people. Like, listen, look at these people. These people they help pave what you're doing today. So
these people, you know, what I think a lot of people take for granted is, well, A, like you just said, Topher, a lot of these people don't even know these people at all. They've never heard they may have heard their names, but it just went through one ear and out the other. These people did this work back when we didn't have digital recorders or digital cameras or any of this high-tech
right.
equipment. They supposedly can get readings on this stuff. These people did a lot of this stuff. They just did it on feel. They did it with their mind. I mean, this
right.
is some real
do you remember the scene from, like, The Entity and the scene from what's the one with Carol Ann, the little ghost?
Poltergeist.
Where they get the, you know, local university, you know, paranormal group or whatever to come in and they wheeled in carts and ancient looking equipment. And, well, now it looks, you know, now everything's in a laptop. But
yeah, everything's in a little computer.
You can search for ghosts on your cell phone now. But well, if you've got the Java option. Anyway, oops, I said that too quickly.
You had to cut off last half.
I know. Last half hour, I had to actually turn my mic off.
That was good. I am sorry to both you guys. I apologize.
But I mean, they did. They brought in all.
No, that's the truth.
And then they portrayed the people as being, you know, like these mysterious, all knowing, but still really uber geeky. Nerds with no life. And the thing is that's how and Lorraine Warren were portrayed. That's how Jane Roberts was portrayed. Hans Holzer. Well, Hans, you know, he's a crazy guy. I love Hans Holzer. He's just so cool anyway. But I'm telling you, that's how all these pioneers were portrayed. And they had to, you know, go out and help people, because underneath all of this stuff, underneath their own quest for whatever they were searching for, the truth, afterlife, mm-hmm. whatever, they were really helping people.
Well, the bottom line here is these people were doing this, and this is what really, this is where it's at for me.
Yeah.
These people were doing this decades and decades ago, when this was still a very taboo thing to talk about and even investigate.
And you're bringing them all. You're bringing, you know, a representative bunch together
for one
event here in 2007.
Yeah, well, the pressure these people were under back then had to have been just gigantic, because, I mean, I know even today Topher, we all know, Doug, we all know that this subject, the paranormal as a whole, it's a much less taboo thing. It's much more accepted. People are willing to talk about it a lot more
now that we have the internet and the cable TV.
People, there's more communication on it. But back then, people didn't want to talk about this stuff. So where do you go? These people had to, you know, kind of pave the way. And that's what you're saying, Topher. These were the pioneers right here. These are the people that got it all started.
I'm so excited. I am so excited for this year's UNIVCON, Topher. I'm telling you.
So am I. And we still have one day left.
We're not even done yet, right? We're backing off.
It's not even over yet. I haven't even begun to talk to you about half the stuff we're doing yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess going on to Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Not to stop off, and I mean, I love talking about...
No, it's cool. No, no problem.
But Sundays, they're typically our winding down days. They're usually the days where people end up leaving because they have to go back home and stuff like that. And it's a day where we begin to relax. Well, this year, we're not. We're not going to relax.
Wow.
That was before that. We want to end this year with a bang. We want people to remember UNIVCON and go home and be like, wow, that was amazing.
So you're having a fireworks show. How else can you top off?
If it's in the budget, we'll have a fireworks. Yeah.
It's already an amazing itinerary you've put together. What's going on Sunday?
Well, Sunday night, it's not going to stay open as late as it normally will. We're going to close a little bit earlier, but Sunday night we're going to switch things up. We're going to shake it, shaking things up, which is what we're good at. Amy is going to be doing something, as many people probably already know, or if they don't, the Penn State PRS Society is actually working on a TV show,
mm-hmm.
Paranormal State, with A&E.
Yeah.
So this year, A&E is going to be doing something very special for all the guests at UNIFCON. So Sunday evening, A&E's going to do a presentation. Now, we don't know exactly what they're doing. They're not telling us. We don't know what it is yet, but we're very excited, if not more than our guests right now. Because we don't know, and we're anticipating. So, but they're going to do a presentation Sunday night about probably something about Paranormal State. We don't know. But we also have our speakers. Now, we save these speakers. They're kind of we save the best for last almost. These two have been to our conference numerous times and are now what we call regulars at the conference. These two individuals are probably very well known in the paranormal field. I mean, they have their own television show on Sci-Fi, mm-hmm. which has been a huge hit for years. To enter a conference with a bang, we have the swashbuckling duo Paranormal Plumbers, Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson of Taps, and the sci-fi hit series Ghost Hunters.
Excellent.
They're going to present once again their side of the paranormal in front of hundreds of guests and fans. They're pretty much the people that bring a lot of the crowd. But we're going to end it with a bang. Jason and Grant have agreed to do it on Sunday and kind of end things with a bang. So we got A&E, we got Jason and Grant. I know this is just a basic rundown of the conference. I mean, there's still...
We haven't seen Jason and Grant in a while. It'd be nice to see him again.
Yeah. But
I see him once a year. This is a basic rundown of the conference. I mean, there's still plans to do a paranormal committee, which will help devise a standard codes of ethics and investigation practices. We're going to try to get a committee together at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
There's ghost hunts. There's ghost tours from Friday to Sunday after the lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone remembers last year's ghost tour, which you guys probably don't since you weren't there, we decided it would be cool to get a horse and buggy for the tours.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds awesome.
It sounds like an awesome idea, but it was the worst one we could have made.
Why? What happened?
The horse couldn't hold that many people. I think it could hold like 4 to 6 people, and it took them forever.
Oh, no.
So this year, we figured we'd do it just a little bit better. We're going to get our very own Penn State trolley.
It's
going to be what I call fantabulous. Trolley is so much better than a horse and buggy.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention there's no mess to clean up.
Yeah, I was going to say, it smells better.
I'd rather smell diesel fuel myself, anyways,
but it's still just better. Yeah. It can hold a lot more people, so... We're going to get a big Penn State trolley. We can probably hold like 20, 30 people and give them like ghost tours around there.
Wow.
We're in the works of doing something special with Paranormal that may possibly include like a private investigation. Maybe. We're still working on that. They might even actually film on campus for one of their investigations.
Excellent.
And this doesn't, we still have other crazy parties afterwards, like after parties, which in themselves are just fun and completely crazy.
You have put together an amazing itinerary. I absolutely cannot wait, and I hope we can, as things get closer and closer,
we've already discussed this, and we're behind you guys. Whatever we can do to help you guys out over there, just let us know, Topher. I'm sure we're going to have you guys on the show a bunch more times before this event. October 18th through 21st. 2007. This year.
Right. The website, Penn State, P-E-N-N-S-T-A-T-E, P-R-S, Paranormal Something Society, right?
Pennsylvania State Paranormal Research. You can also go to
www.univcon.org.
Or
univcon.org. Yeah,
it'll direct you right to the page.
When I put my notes together this morning, I went to that particular website, Topher, and it still said Unicon 5 on there, so I didn't want to mess around. I didn't want to take people to the wrong place yet. That's why I put this one up there.
Or maybe you had to refresh
it.
Okay, all right. Unicon.org. Sorry.
If not, do the other one.
Or Penn State PRS.
It's going to all be linked up on Ghostly Talk.
It's all going to be linked up on our website, too,
Ghostly Talk. So no problem with that.
Topher,
man,
amazing.
Wow. Thank you for coming on here. and giving us the lowdown here. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, awesome. It's totally great. Hang on the line for one more second. We're just going to go to break here. Just hang on for one second.
Sure.
Wow.
that's like the 4-day tsunami of it is of conferences.
It is.
If you want
to be a ball,
if you want to go to a conference this year and then come back with your head spinning,
that's
like almost
be.
Literally.
Well, this isn't like a this is like a ghost retreat because this is like 4 days.
Yeah,
you're going to be out there roughing it for a couple of days. I mean,
so,
camping this. I mean, I don't know what the, I mean. You're going to be out there getting into it. So
amazing.
Cool.
Again, everybody, on our breaks, it's all indie music. So I want you to listen to that and enjoy it and embrace indie music.
We're also going to be back here after this break with Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Mick and Sylvie Avery. Ah, oh my gosh.
Couldn't forget that.
And they're one of the rare bunch that's actually going to get more time than usual, right? Or
hour and a half.
An hour and a half on Ghostly Talk. It's not unprecedented, but it is uncommon, and that's because Mick and Sylvie Avery rock.
We love them very much. Put on your feedbacks. We'll be right back.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg, July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together to award excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zappas, Rosemary Lynn Guiley, Jeff Belanger, Charles Adams III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-host will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost Hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops. Take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train or tune into the dead with Kelly Weaver, psychic medium. All details on the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC and sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Yoinks! Like, we're not going to go there, right, Scoob? No way!
Baby, oh, the 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 baby, oh, Buddha, Vishnu, the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained, conservative paranormal doc, Big on God, Big on Guns. Our God has made up your God.
Beginning in 1994, Mick and Sylvie's expertise has been sought out by people from all walks of life. Psychotherapists, health practitioners, parapsychologists, doctors, scientists, educators, professors, ministers, mediums, and healers, TV and radio companies, and so on. That's a lot of people. Their knowledge is so extensive and exceptional, they are in the league of their own. They have two internet radio shows where they where the resident guest each week is a spirit from the afterlife. We'll be talking to him, too. Channeled live on air by Mick Avery, Gregory Hay is the star guest on both Spirit Works radio show on bbsradio.com every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, along with the Spirit Teaching Radio Show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday evenings on artistfirst.com. With that, I'd like to also point out their websites, www.spirit-teaching.com, along with spiritworkradio.com. Ghostly Talk would like to welcome back again, Mick and Sylvie Avery. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
Hello.
And Doug, you're still there too, right, man?
I am definitely here. I would not miss this for the world.
Well, obviously, you're remoting in like we said earlier. Mick and Sylvie, we haven't talked in a long time. It's great to have you guys on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
The last time that we had, I believe you guys were going to do a tour, a workshop, something like that, in Ontario, Canada, or... Am I thinking correct, or...
No.
It was in Calgary.
Oh, Calgary. Okay, I'm... Calgary. And
I'm
wondering, how would that go? Do you guys... I know I'm diving right in. I'm sorry. I love what you guys do so much that I just want to get to... I'm so into it. How were the people who came to you? Because I'm a very people person, I think, and I'm wondering how the people, what kinds of things did they learn, what kinds of questions did they have coming in, and how did they react to meeting Gregory and getting to speak with Gregory?
Yes, the workshops are pretty full on. We've done a few workshops up there actually, and they're about a whole bunch of different things really, teaching people how to connect and communicate in a very safe way with people in spirit world, because obviously not everyone is who they say they are, you know. So you have to be a bit careful. And so we went over various different signs and really circle development situations that people have to be aware of in order to develop their gifts safely. And so we did that, and we did workshops on physical mediumship, on trance mediumship, all kinds of different things, really, didn't we, Phil?
Yeah, to give people a chance to actually maybe practice something in a safe environment that they might not otherwise, you know, with the right tools that we've given them, as in... education-wise, you know?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Doug.
This is something that I'm sorry, Scott. But
no problem.
This is something that there's a couple things that I've regretted. You see, I just hit a milestone in my life. I turned 40 years old a couple of months ago. And so I've been reevaluating, and there's a couple of things that I wished I had done, right? Right up at the top is I wished I would have gone to the Monroe Institute with Robert Monroe as being, it's like in North or South Carolina somewhere, it's in that range or area, and I wish I had gone to there earlier in my life. I'm thinking of going, you know, soon, but it's one of the things that, why didn't I do that? And another thing is undoubtedly not visiting one of your workshops yet.
Hey, there's still time. There's still time.
Yeah.
Excellent. Because that's another thing, that, you know, during my reevaluation, I thought, I don't know why I haven't gone and met with Mick and Sylvie Avery and attended their workshops. And so that may change in the next year or two. I'm really trying to get in all the things that I know I want to do. And that's among them. You guys are never cease to amaze me.
Well, yeah, so, you know, and it's always exciting to have you guys on the show. Doug, I know you remember this vividly, too, because – you know, we love everybody that comes on the show. We always have a great time with all of our guests. But the first time we had you guys on and we talked to Gregory for the first time, I know that was one of those shows that to this day I still go back and listen to over and over again. You know, we don't – doing the show and, you know, we just – you know, you do a show and you put it together and we put them up on the site. And, you know, we lived it. I mean, we produced it. We lived it. So why would you want to go back and listen to it over and over again? That's kind of, you know, logic I have. But the first time we talked to Gregory, Doug and I were both just like – you know, our jaws were on the floor. And I remember vividly going back after that show like a few years ago and listening to it a few times just to take it in again because it was that exciting. That's why we love to have you guys on the show.
Oh, thanks. That's very sweet.
What do you guys – go ahead, Doug.
With their new thing, Scott, all that they're doing with the – it's Spirit Teaching Radio.
Spirit Work.
Spirit
Work. Well, we've got two, yes. We've got Spirit Work Radio on Mondays and Thursdays, and we've got Artist First.
Which is actually the Spirit Teaching Radio Show, and – basically, they're two really different formatted shows, aren't they, Sil? Because on the Spirit Teaching Radio Show, we address more environmental issues. We do a lot of programs on specific species of animals, on what's happening to them in their wildlife situation and what we can do to help them, you know. Because as you may or may not know, we're a lot of our work is about to do with planetary matters and
environmental concerns,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. In fact, we've got Jacques Cousteau is working with us on that show on Tuesdays at the moment.
Yeah.
Who he passed obviously a while back now. And,
in 97, wasn't it, or something?
I think so. So, yeah, we've got some good people behind the scenes helping us to hopefully bring things to people's
awareness,
yes. And then we've got we do other things on that show as well. We do spooky stuff as well.
Oh yeah, sure.
All,
yeah, we spooky stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's all Gregory, you know.
Yeah.
On the Spirits Work show on Mondays is that can be from anything really, but
yeah,
that's outer world and also about developing gifts. People can phone in.
A lot of it's about development, isn't it, on Spirit's work?
Yes, yeah.
Well, speaking of development, if I may ask, we may have touched on this, you know, when we had you guys on in the past. But, you know, later on here, like after, we're going to take a break here in a few minutes probably. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Gregory. We're still planning on doing that, correct?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now, we may have asked you about this, Mick, but you're going to channel this guy on the air. We've done this before. You're going to channel Gregory Hayes. I'm wondering if you could actually give us a bit of a description, because we've heard this over the, I mean, if you could, people that are listening to the show right now, if you go back in the archives, you'll find a couple of shows we've had with Mick and Silvery. I know I called Mick Gregory earlier when we were talking before the show too. I'm just like, I'm all over it tonight. But we actually got to hear you kind of going into this, like kind of, you know, kind of channeling or starting the process. And I'm wondering again if you could kind of describe this. I mean, what you may be able to describe what you see maybe or what you feel when you're channeling Gregory.
Well, what I feel when I'm channeling, when he's talking, is I don't feel anything. I'm not even here. I'm not aware of the room, not aware of this world at all. I'm actually usually taken somewhere else. Sometimes I remember where I've been taken, which is kind of handy. And other times I don't. I mean, like in a program or something like that, if Gregory is here talking for an hour, it may seem like about 5 or 10 seconds to me in the spirit world, because that's where I am. They've taken me somewhere else, you see.
Take them through the process, though.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, okay, so basically what happens is I very, very rapidly lose consciousness, like falling asleep at will, really. And what happens is I have a sensation of leaving my physical body backwards. That is, that I go out head first through the back of my neck, and I just recede away, and I can see a little bit of my physical body still sitting at the table while I'm speeding off backwards. And then that's it. It's lights out. Or I find myself flying or something or doing something weird, you know, strange and wonderful. Or I might just be this tiny little being sitting on a leaf somewhere, you know. I mean, it's really strange because in the spirit world, there isn't the same perspective that we have in physical life. So, you know, sort of what they might do is actually diminish me to the size of an insect or a bug or something. And
I can do that too.
Yes, you can do that too.
I can diminish me to the size of a bug.
So, I mean...
Nick, you've never actually had the pleasure of meeting Gregory then?
I met him on the stairs once. What was it? Yeah, I remember. We were doing a situation in the cottage that we used to own in Britain, and I actually passed him on the stairs, on the staircase. I had left my physical body, and I was just sort of found myself floating up the stairs, and I saw the back of his head as he was coming down, where he'd actually passed me, and I sort of turned around and looked at him, and I just saw his hair and, you know, and stuff as he was going through the wall.
We have got a psychic drawing of Gregory on our website if anybody wants to.
Oh, I'm going to check that out after the show.
Yeah, spirit-teaching.com.
Yeah, and you can download that if you want, guys.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to check that out.
Site if you want.
Definitely want to look at that for sure. So, I mean, again, just to understand the dynamics of what's going on here. So when Gregory comes in, obviously you go out, Mick. And you're sent away. You're sent away somewhere else. My question is it kind of like a swap out? It sounds like a swap out. Gregory comes in, and you go into the spirit world. Am I correct? You're not here. You're gone. You're somewhere else completely. I mean, not on this plane of existence. Am I correct?
That's quite true. Yeah, but don't forget though. That's because your actual spirit is never really fully. It's never in the physical world anyway. Your spirit is always in the spirit world. So all it is just that my consciousness has been collected by my spirit and gone off.
Okay. All right. That's still mind warping, but I do understand it now.
and they keep you safe.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you always feel safe and secure.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Oh, no. I was just concerned about safety. You know, you've always felt safe and secure, and I know you've always, you know, come back because, you know, because a lot of questions that people have about astral projection, I know this is undoubtedly like the next level of astral projection because you're being taken away and put somewhere. But when you leave, one of the biggest questions I get from people as I talk to them as I go to conferences is when astral projection happens, how do we know that you always come back? You know, what about the safety aspect? And I know what to say to that because I've read so many books, but this is like the next level. This is like something that, astral projectors don't usually have done to them, and they don't have a gracious Sylvie sitting by, you know, organizing everything. So that you've never been concerned about safety and things like that. You always feel safe, secure, and happy in this.
Absolutely so. And the reason why is because I made an agreement to do this. And the situation is, in any case, if for anyone, right, if anyone is wanting to do any kind of projection or, what do you call it, astral traveling, having purposeful out-of-body experiences, and because I used to do that when I was a teenager, is that you have to use safe practice, and there's a real strict standard of use of what you do if you're going to do that, and especially if you're going to do it on your own. I mean, it's pretty good for us because, you know, Sylvia's always going to be, is always here and is you know, very much keeping everything located in reality. So, and that was part of the development too, you know.
And you guys work as a team, obviously. She's there to help you out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, I mean, Sylvie, for you, what is it like to experience this, to watch this happen to Mick?
It's just so normal and natural to me after all these years now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think anything about it now because, I speak to Gregory so often, apart from our shows, and we have a meeting every day and discuss all of the other things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do Akashic readings for people now as well, and we do geophysical stress surveys and paranormal activity surveys for ghost or spirit diagnostics in the house to find out if it's a goodie or a baddie, you know, that sort of thing. We do animal health diagnostics for people who have got pets. So we're always in a conference with Gregory about something.
And we do a lot of work with attachments with people as well, negative attachments and problems that people have, and we have a huge demand over that.
I guess it is just like living with two men, really.
Well, that must be absolutely wonderful, Sylvie.
Try and keep them both in line.
Yeah.
Okay? Hey, and she thought one was bad enough.
I know when I asked you that, Sylvia, and obviously this is something you're used to. I was just thinking about the first time that we had you guys on, and Doug and I got to, meet Gregory on the phone lines here. Doug and I both looked at each other from across the table, and we're both like, we didn't really expect this, to be honest with you. We were just kind of like, okay. And I know Doug and I both looked at each other, and we're like, okay, what do we do? I'm like kind of in awe here. And I know if I was to witness something like that on a, you know, like physically be there, I think I'd be, well, I know you're in control of this, Sylvie. You got everything taken care of. So I'd probably be like kind of sitting in the corner with Doug going, all right, man, what do we, you know, this is pretty heavy, right? So, I mean, I guess when you're obviously used to this sort of thing. It's something you guys work on together, and you've been working on it together for years. It's just, it's very weird, even for people like us who study this stuff all the time, we do this show, we talk to people from all walks of life. It's really fascinating. Gregory Hay is just a person who, I mean, I think the stuff he's told us in the past, it just kind of blew Doug and I away. I know that for a fact. What about you, Doug?
This is the kind of thing, Mick and Sylvie, that when, because I read a lot of books and I studied a lot of paranormal stuff in the past and the different teachings that many have brought before, and this is the kind of thing that really is history in the making.
Absolutely.
And I mean, what you do, and I know this is going to sound really corny, you know, oh, they come on the show, and then, of course, they, you know, compliment them. No, this is something I truly, truly believe, that you guys are doing groundbreaking work that people will study for eons, well, as long as mankind is going to be, you know, reading, you know, whatever English writings are left in thousands of years, because this is the kind of stuff that I thrive on, and what Gregory is when you ask him a question and he has an answer, and it's just so, he always has an answer, and it's just so incredibly forthcoming and giving of him.
Oh, yeah.
To do this, that you guys are setting an example, a very, very high example, and doing things that is history in the making, and I just can't thank you two, or three. I can't
thank you three
enough.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Okay, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, okay? It's about 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right now. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Gregory Hay. This is how this is going to work. Are we all cool with that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, guys, this is Ghostly Talk coming up. We're going to be talking to Gregory Hay. I'm already kind of getting nervous, Doug, as you can tell, because this is just, it really is one of those things where you really feel in awe and, you know, you have all these questions, you know, you think about through the week, and then when you finally get put in the situation, you're like, oh my God, what do I, you know, your brain just shuts down. So hopefully it don't happen to me. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick break. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I am Doug.
We'll be right back after this.